भ्यो नमः। नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कंत राधा कंत तप्त कंचन गौरांगे राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी देवी प्रणमामि।
Offering, first of all, I am offering my lakhs and lakhs of dandat pranam to the my lotus feet of my divine Gurudev. Nitya lila pravishtam Vishnu paashishum bhakti pragyan keshava swami maharaj. I also offer my dandat pranam to the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, and to all our disciplic Guru Varga. Today, I want to tell something about Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. I have told that we should try to know that what is the aim and object of our life, how we can be happy, first this thing, how we can cross over the endless ocean of birth and death. This is the first thing, if anyone not knowing anything. We know that without Krishna Bhakti, we cannot do anything. So we should do Krishna Bhakti. But how? What is Krishna Bhakti? Really, we don't know. So you will have to go in search of any bona fide Guru. And I something told about Gurudev, who is bona fide Gurudev. Then you should also know that in Chaitanya Charitamrita, first chapter, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has dandat pranam to his Shiksha Guru, Sri Rup Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath, Srijiv Gopal Bhatta Das Raghunath, Echai Gosai Mori Shiksha Guru. We can think that Krishna is also Shiksha Guru. All the gopis are, and Sakha, everyone, our Guru. Lalita Vishakha also, Nityananda Prabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, they are Shiksha Guru. Srimad Bhagavat is himself Shiksha Guru. Chaitanya Charitamrita is Shiksha Guru. In a very broad sense, it is has been told. We don't know the name of Diksha Guru of Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. With anywhere not written. He has written so marvelous Chaitanya Charitamrita, but he has not given his Gurudev name. But anyhow, we know that perhaps Raghunath Bhatta Goswami was his Gurudev. He may have some Gurudev, when he was at his home, but he came to Vrindavan. And he used to know that Rupa and Raghunath Goswami are their Gurudev. Maybe Shiksha Guru, but they are not less than Diksha Guru. Sometimes it may be that Shiksha Guru, like Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda, they are more superior than our Diksha Guru. If we think that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Rupa Goswami, there are my Shiksha Guru, then we'll have to give more honor to all these Shiksha Guru. But we will do archan and seva puja to our Diksha Guru, because due to him we have known them. So we should do like Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has done. Now, what our Shiksha Guru has written, we'll have to come to that point. You should know that Shri Krishna is yeah, what?
Supreme
Personality of Godhead. I always forgot English words. Because I'm not habituated to speak in English. So, we know this, that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. But our aim and object is not Krishna. You should know this thing. What is our object? Krishna Prem. No? What is our prayojan? Prayojan, that is aim and object.
Means.
Krishna Prem. Krishna Prem prayojan, not Krishna. If there is no Prem, it is no affection or love to Krishna, then Krishna will come and we will behave him like Kansa. No? Kansa has also taken darshan of Krishna. So if there is no love and affection, that you will become like Duryodhan, Kansa, Raman, Hiranyakashipu, all these things. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita has told that Krishna is Sambandha relation, Madan Mohan Krishna, and Govinda is our
Abhidheya
to serve him. And what is Prayojan? Gopinath Prem, affection, love. This is the highest thing. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, we are going to discuss what is your sadhana and sadhya. In fourth chapter and third chapter and fourth chapter of first Adi Lila, clearly it has been shown, but it is very hard to understand without any Bhagavat. We cannot understand. So we must go to any Mahabhagavat Vaishnava. Swami has explained, so we can also take his shelter in his purport. But I think that he did it so hurry, he could not give purport as he has given in Srimad Bhagavatam. So, anyhow, we'll have to go to any expert who is bona fide Vaishnava, and he knows all the Rasa Shastra, Bhakti, Rasami Sindhu, Ujjwalin, Mani, and all the books of our Goswami, because he has taken essence from all the books. So, if anyone does not know, like how bhav dhir har bhushite in Srimati Radhika's
Pribhagata.
What is how? What is bhav? You don't know. There are so many technical words of Rasa Shastra we cannot define. If you have not read, you are from any bona fide Vaishnava, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and all of us, then Chaitanya Charitamrita, we cannot know, understand what is Chaitanya Charitamrita. It is more lovely than Srimad Bhagavat itself, because he has explain Srimad Bhagavate slokas in a very beautiful and very rasic and bhavuk mood. So, in third and fourth chapters of Adi Lila, it has been given. But I think that if we will go first, what is sadhana and sadhya, then we will have to go to Raya Ramananda and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sambhad in Madhya Lila, eighth chapter. I want to discuss something from that chapter. Otherwise, we will not know the purport of third and fourth chapter of Adi. So first I am giving some outlines about this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas in Kantak Nagari, Katava, very near to Mayapur. The day which has fixed for taking and from to give the home forever, to give up his wife, his old mother, and the home where he used to live for 25 years. He determined that I should give up. Why? For his three motives: Radhaya Pranaya Mahima, to taste all these things, and to distribute Krishna Prem, Unnata Ujjala Rasangsa Bhakti Shira, and to establish Yugadharma, to preach name, and to change the Kali Yuga Dharma. That there are so many demons like Jagai Madhai and all so many persons who are against Bhakti, Bhagavan, and Bhagavat. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu determined, the day when he determined, at that day, he went to meet all the persons of Navadvip Mayapur. He went to Vaishnavas and general person, and he embraced all, and he was in a very happy mood. But general person could not imagine, even his bhakts cannot imagine, that today he will give up his home and wife and everything. In the evening, he took milk from his mother. He cooked, taking milk and a lauki.
Pumpkin.
From Sridhar Swami. Sridhar
Kulavecha.
She cooked it lucky, very sweet and very delicious, tasteful. It was given to offer to Shalagram Thakur, and after that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took it. After that he went to the room of Vishnu Priya. She was not happy. She was feeling something in her heart, but she could not express. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at that time he was Nimai Pandit. He decorated himself, took betel nets, garland, and in beautiful mood he went to Vishnu Priya Devi. And today, after so long period, after his marriage, first day this, he told her, "Oh my beloved Vishnu Priya Devi," and he himself decorated with flowers his hairs and get betel net, and he began to joke and very beautiful words for her in such a manner that Vishnu Priya Devi thought that why he is doing so. After a long time, from marriage to this period, he was always telling Krishna, Krishna, and weeping and falling down on the earth. He had never saw me. But today he is coming and he is so much giving affection and love. What is the matter? There must be some behind. Today I went to take bath in Ganges, but in the way there was a stone and
stabbed.
Yeah. And my nail went on and some blood was coming. I thought, why today is this? I went to take bath in Ganges, and when I was bathing in the Ganges, at once my this
nose ring,
which I have received it in the day of marriage by Nimai Pandit. So this was the
symbol of
that or marriage. And it was lost in the Ganges. She searched so much, but could not find where it is. So he began to do like this. Anything wrong will become. She came and fell in the lap of Sri Sachi Maya and began to weep, Mother, Mother. I think today is very bad day, unauspicious, not auspicious day. I think that today something will go wrong. He told, why you are weeping? Could not say anything. What happened? In the way and in the Ganges. Now I am saying that if a lamp is going to be
extinguished,
put up. It does like bhak, and then forever it is dumped. Now what is my lot? I don't know. Why is affecting and giving love to me today? Perhaps there is something wrong. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called at once Yog Maya. And he told Yog Maya to cover Vishnu Priya Devi that he may at once sleep. So Yog Maya made him sleep and he slept. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw him at the time of 12 in midnight. He gave up everything. When he came to the door, Sachi Maya was standing like wood. She could not tell anything. He could not check Nimai Pandit, his son. Nimai Pandit did parikrama 4 times and took the feet dust off. His mother and jumped up in Ganges, very nearby. It was winter day. Cold air was
going on.
And very cold. He at once jumped. he told, "Oh Krishna, oh Krishna, I cannot live without you. And he fell. He jumped up in the Ganges. And he went to cross the river. That ghat today, ghat means?
Bathing place.
Today is called Nidaya Ghat. What is Nidaya Ghat? Without mercy. He gave up all the mercies, all the moha and affection and love for his worldly relation. But his was not really worldly relations. Vishnu Priya is actually Prema Bhakti. Vishwarup Baladev Prabhu. A manifestance of Nityananda Prabhu or Baladev Prabhu. Shashi Maya, like Jasoda, Kausalya, Devaki, Aditi, everybody's mixing in, coming in Shashi Maya. So there was no worldly relation, but yet, for our teaching, he left everyone. He took sannyas in Katwar Nagari, and then he decided to go in Vrindavan. But Nityananda Prabhu arranged anyhow to go to Shantipur, and he went to Shantipur. He thought that I am going to Vrindavan, but he came to Ganges, and he was brought to Advaita Acharya home. His mother went there and he began to, both began to be bitterly. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, "I've done wrong, so much wrong. I've never saved you. Now you should tell me, order me, I can give up my sannyas and come to home and I will serve you." Shashi Maya told, "No, no, you should not. What has been done, it has been done for. But I one thing that you should not go to very far away Vrindavan. You should be in Jagannath. It is not far away from our place, so you can come to take bath in Ganges and then I can see and meet him." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, "Yes, I am not going to Vrindavan, I am going to Puri anyway." After some days, he passed, and after some days, he went to search his elder brother Vishwarup, where he has gone after taking sannyas. He searched throughout South India. He had not gone to search his brother. Really, he has gone to preach everywhere Krishna name, and love and affection for Krishna, and also to meet Raya Ramananda, who was really Vishakha. Went there, took bath, took bath in Godavari, and there he was sitting like sun, rays were coming. The Pratinidhi of Raraman.
Representative.
Governor General of Pratap Rudra Maharaj, Raya Ramananda, was coming to take bath in Godavari with so many Vedic Brahmins. They were reciting Rigveda mantra. And he was coming on a palki. Palki, you know?
Palki.
He was coming. When he took bath by reciting mantras all, then he saw very nearer, not so nearer also, under a tree shade on the bank of Godavari, a Bal Sanyasi. Bal Sanyasi means
Young sannyasi.
Young sannyasi of 24 years is very beautiful, like Gondal Kanwar of Srimati Radhika. Very influential and powerful. He was attracted and told his Brahmins that you should be here, I am coming. Went to sannyasi and did sashtang pranam to that sannyasi. The sannyasi told, are you Raya Ramananda? He told, I am Raya Ramananda Sudra. Sudra, you know? What?
Lower caste.
Lower class. You should not touch me. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took him, embraced him, and he also embraced, and both became fainted and
rolling.
Began to roll on the earth. Both were weeping. The Brahmin, Vedic Brahmins are saying, and why? It seems that he is the Brahmin sannyasi, very powerful. Rays are coming, and Maharaj Pratap Rudra is so intelligent, and he knows all the Shastra, but he is Sudra. Both are weeping and rolling on the earth. What is the matter? They could not decide anything. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told that, don't touch me, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu impressed, I'm touching to be myself purified. You are not a common person, general person. I have come to see you because Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya Maharaj, he is a very great learned of Advaitvad. He told me, now he has become very bona fide Vaishnav. He has told me, if you are going to southern India, you should surely meet Raya Ramananda. He is so rasik, bhavuk, very learned person, and he is authority of Vaishnavas. In every respect, you should surely meet him. So I have come to see you and meet you. I am seeing that actually what he told, you are more than that. You are so much rasik and Vaishnav. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that I want to meet you and to discuss something. I want to ask you some questions. He told that. Now I am going, and in the evening we will meet at a Brahman home where I have managed to take Prahaprasadam there. You should go there. Everything is managed for you. Like you have managed me here to stay, that in the same way. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there and he took prasadam and waiting from midday when Raya Ramananda will. And Raya Ramananda is seeing that today not someone is going in west. He was also waiting. But sun was not moving today. Oh, when it will be six? When it will be six? Very eagerly. When it came, the time, he at once took only one dhoti. You dhoti know? What is dhoti? Like this. No any garment or anything. He kept up his rajakiya poshak.
Royal dress.
Royal dresses. And he wrapped up in the same dhoti, here and half. And like a beggar, he came alone with only one person, and he kept that person out of the home and entered. And both were embracing each other. Then, I remember one thing, that he took one cloth, no? We should take the
dress.
According to the, we think that it is helpful for our Krishna consciousness. If you are sannyasi, we will take clothes like sannyasi, not like royal dresses. I think that You have given his Ram Naomi, Sitaram, Sitaram. No. I am praying you all that he is pleased to have this, but he will be more pleased if you give him Krishna, Krishna, or like this. Only that will do. Don't try to give feathers or anything, royal dish or anything. Very simple, like he was. We should also try to give Chaitanya Mahaprabhu this sannyasi dress or any dress he liked that time. We should not give anything more. I am praying you, you can do anything, but I am praying that we should try to do, because I have mixed with so many several very qualified disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, moving here and there, since 55 years, reading so many books also. So we should try to please him. How he will please? So in one cloth he went there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they said, and he asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I want to know what is the sadhan of all the conditional souls. But I want some proofs of the
scriptures,
bona fide scripture. Only that you are telling or writing anything without giving any slokas or what?
Proof.
Slokas, then we cannot take it. So you will have to give any proof from our epics, Srimad Bhagavata especially. Without that I will not be satisfied. He told them yes. There are so many questions and he has answered about sadhan and sadhya. No? But they are not in a chain, you should know. Like a garland, not like that. All what he told, sadhan and sadhya, what is, will be in English?
The goal and the means.
Not first way. Mean. First we should decide what is our goal. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that you will have to give the examples from bona fide scriptures like Vedas, Upanishads, and I rely on mostly Srimad Bhagavatam. You can give also Gita Shlok, Ved, Upanishad, Puran. He told that worship of Vishnu being in the Varnashram Dharma, it is our sadhya. He is not telling the process. Only he is telling what is sadhya. Here, being in Varnashram, and giving outlines, you can see in Swamiji books also. Perhaps today you have not brought that chapter.
Yes.
It is also whole.
Yes, we have.
No, this is,
no, this is not whole.
That's only first.
Adi.
Four we have.
They have four.
This is right.
You have?
I have.
Very good. What is the time now?
8:15.
How much time I can?
Half an hour has passed. Yeah.
Then 40 minutes to up to.
Yes.
Then?
10.
10 minutes only?
Yes.
Anyhow, I'm here 2 days, 3 days. We will discuss about these things. But I'm giving outlines. First a sloka, Varna Shama Acharata. Varnashamacharata
Purushena Paramuman
Vishnu Aradhyate Pantha Nannatattva Usharanam. He told that the Vishnu Aradhana is sadhya. Vishnu Aradhana. Why? Because by this we can have salvation. we can overcome all the miseries, death and birth, oldness and everything, sorrows. Also we can have heaven and good daughters, beautiful daughters, husbands, wives, mother, father, wealth, a reputation, as strong as Hiranyakashipu, everything, worldly thing, we can have by Vishnu Aradhana. Especially in India, almost all the Hindus are Sanatanist, but not pure. They want that their family should be happy, he should be happy, he will be happy, so wealthy, reputation and everything for these days. And they know that Krishna is equal to Shankar, and he is also equal to Ganesh, he is equal to Durga, all are the same in Varnashram Dharma. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, it is bahya.
External,
not internal. It is not related to Atma. Wealth, reputation, father, mother, children are not really Atma. They are related only for this body. So if that body is gone, then everything will be kept here. So it is external. Then he told, yo, what is love?
Yat karosi yadasnasi.
Yat karosi yadasnasi yajjhosi yadasi tap yat kan tapasas kanteya tad kurusva. In first slok, all the persons who do archan and Vishnu bhakti, they do for them. They are bhokta, they are doers, they are karta. Karta means?
Doer.
They don't think that Krishna is doer, our Thakurji Vishnu is doer. Whatever they do for their
own benefit.
Satisfaction, for this bodily taste, for body and all these things. So it is external. Then Raya Ramanan told, yat karoshi, what you do, whatever you do, you should offer it to Vishnu. They don't know who is Vishnu. Who is Vishnu? Actually, Krishna is Mahavishnu, more than Mahavishnu. It is a fraction, kala of Krishna. But they know that this Vishnu to whom we are worshipping, he is the soul, he is the God of God. So their idea is not real, not related to Atma. So whatever you do, you should offer to him. Jatkaroshi jadasnasi. Jadasnasi jajjuhomi. What you sacrifice, anything we do, you eat and you should first offer. But he knows that I am doer, I am tester. A part of my all these things, I give so little to him. But this is not sufficient. It is not relation with Atma. He told that it is also outer, you should go on. Aage koha aar. Then he told, sarva dharmanu pratyajyamam ekam saranam braja. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha isyami. And one shlok more.
From 11th canto.
But
Agyan
eva gunan dosan maya adhishtan svakan
dharman sangstaj
javajit sacha sattama bhajit maan
sacha sattama.
Those who give up all the varnashram dharma, all kinds of what he told, everything, give it. And those who take the shelter of Krishna, this is the aim and object, and this is sadhya. to place Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does. And this is also outer, not inward, not related to Atma. Why? He has surrendered himself to go across of his miseries, birth and death, not for Atma, related to Atma. He is not going to satisfy Krishna. And actually he has no relation with Krishna, from Jivatma to Krishna. So he told, it is outer. So many explanations can be given. Like, I can give, do you know Harishchandra? No. Harishchandra was a king. And he used to tell that I am Satyavadi. What I tell, what I do, everything is Satya. Vishwamitra came and told that, what is your name? My name is Harishchandra. Do you speak English? True? He told them, yes, I am Harishchandra. Who are they? She is my wife and she is my child, my boy, son. Achha. I will see. The palatial buildings, who belongs to this? Oh, I am the king of all this. This treasury, it belongs also to me. It is all right. It is satya.
Quite true.
Mm-hmm. He told you, yes. Can you give me in donation, in charity? Yes, I can give.
Mm-hmm.
He told that, give your whole kingdom to me. Yes, I am giving. But in?
Dream.
In dream, not directly. After that, his dream was broken. And in the morning, Vishwamitra came. He was really a bhakta, devotee. He came and told, do you remember something in last night? Nothing. Nothing. You are Satyavadi? This name, what is your name? Harishchandra, you told me. But it is the name of this
physical body.
Material body. This material body consists
five elements.
Who are you in five elements? Air, water,
earth, fire, sky.
What you are? Then he began to think, oh, what I am? Are you Atma, soul? But what is your name? This is really your wife? I will examine that this boy is your son and you are Harishchandra, king, and he is your wife. He told that, have you promised to give me? Yes, I have promised. Then whole kingdom is mine. Yes. You should give me 10,000 of golden coins in Dakshina. Dakshina, you know?
Charity.
He told. Oh, Khajanchi.
Cashier.
Bring at once. He told you, stop. This kingdom and this whole thing is mine. Now your treasure is not yours. Mm-hmm. It is mine. All the servants are my servants. Everything is mine. Bring me. He was
perplexed.
What to do? What to know?
Religious dilemma.
Huh? You should go to anywhere and you should buy yourself.
Yes.
Apne ko bencho?
Sell yourself.
He went to Kashi. You should not go to my kingdom. You should go out of. He mercifully told that Kashi is not in my kingdom, Ajodhya is not my kingdom, Mathura is not in my kingdom, Vrindavan is not my kingdom. No, they are separate things. So Kashi was nearer and he told that you can go to Kashi. He went there and he sold himself, his father, his son and his wife also. And then he gave it to Vishwamitra. One day a snake
bite his son.
And he was dead. His wife, taking that son, came in the night when rain was falling and weeping. At once
Thunderbolt
struck her. And he saw that, oh, she's my wife and he is my wife. But he has sold them. But now he has not that thing that he has no relation. When he saw that his child was, he began to weep. And he thought that he sees my wife. But he has also sold it to any Brahmin. But yet he was thinking like so. Then he told, oh, I have become the servant of Shmashan Bhumi. Very bad thing. To keep
protector of animals,
care of. So I will not give you. You will have to pay tax. But knowing that he sees my wife and he is my son, at once Vishwamitra came with Dharmaraj and all others. He told that you should beg something from benediction from me. He told that don't take any
examination
like this. Now I have realized that I am not Harishchandra this body, and not Harishchandra that by Atma. They are not my, he is not my sin. The kingdom is not mine. But what is this? Not related to Krishna. And actually, no, truth here. So all these are Vrnasam Dharma, but very high thing. But yet, no relation with Atma or Krishna. So he told that.